CBS News correspondent Aaron Navarro. Aaron, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Let's start with those tariffs and what's been called by the president as his Liberation Day on April 2nd. What do we expect to see with these tariffs tomorrow and later this week?
Yeah, there's a wide swath of tariffs coming this week, specifically starting with Canada and Mexico. If you remember a couple weeks ago, President Trump initially wanted to put about a 20-25% tax on everything from dairy to clothing from Canada and Mexico, blaming them for the rise of fentanyl inside the United States. That was put on pause, but that is set to resume tomorrow on Wednesday. But the big thing is what Trump is calling reciprocal tariffs, where the U.S. will match tariffs levied by other countries in Europe, in Asia, as he tries to kind of balance the trade deficit between the U.S. and others. And we still don't really know too much about that. The White House has said there are no exemptions to that yet, but have not yet provided a list of countries that would be impacted. Trump has said broadly that every country will be impacted, but certainly could impact a lot of things when it comes to food coming inside the U.S. as well as oil. Auto parts is another thing that Trump will implement a specific tariff on Thursday as well.
Seems like reading this morning, Aaron, there's some growing bipartisan support on Capitol Hill to maybe oppose some of these tariffs.
Yeah, there are two Republicans in the Senate, Murkowski and Collins, who are trying to block the tariffs when it comes to Canada specifically. However, their opposition may kind of be moot because it's really unrealistic that any sort of bill will pass out of the House. And even when it gets to the Senate, they would need four other Republicans to try and pass that bill and block the president. So, you know, they're voicing their opposition now. What their constituents, what they believe, but it's unlikely to actually see any legal realization.
What's the impact these tariffs would have on inflation in our country? Any idea?
Have said it is going to raise, especially if it's a wide swath. There have been reports of like a 20% tariff on nearly every country. Is causing inflation to rise potentially, but at the same time, the economists don't really know the specifics quite yet.
Changing gears on you, if I could, has there been any more fallout from that Signal chat involving the reporter that we heard about last week?
The White House said yesterday that the case is closed. They were asked about the review on how that journalist number got into National Security Advisor Mike Waltz's phone. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the case is closed, and there are, quote, steps have been made to ensure that something like that could obviously never happen again. Now, there are no details the White House is provided so far on what those steps are, but it's clear that they're trying to get past this.
Anything Congress has said about this at all?
No, not at the moment. And it's unlikely that any accountability will come from the executive branch as well. Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked about a potential Department of Justice investigation and really seemed to indicate that that's not a possibility.
Yesterday, the president said there were, quote, methods for seeking a third term. Any idea what those methods are that he's speaking about?
There was one that he floated during a Sunday interview with NBC where J.D. Vance, his vice president, would run and, quote, hand it over to President Trump, though that does not spell out at all in the Constitution. In fact, the only way that he would be able to do that is to get Congress to put an amendment on, but that would require two-thirds of support in Congress as well as three-fourths support from the state. So Trump has said that a lot of people are asking him to run and even entertained a matchup against former President Barack Obama. When he was asked about it yesterday, he has claimed there are methods to do it, but there is only one clear method, and it's very unlikely that will happen.
Has Congress said anything since the president made those comments over the weekend?
Yeah, a lot of Republicans have said, have insinuated that Trump's not serious about it, that he is joking, while Democrats have tried to raise the seriousness of the situation to kind of show that this is in line with President Trump's character and what he would try to do.
Do we think the president is serious about this, or are these just comments to try to, for lack of a better term, Aaron, stir the pot?
It could be a little bit of both. There are people in his his base who have entertained us before. One of his closer advisors, just historically, Steve Bannon, had predicted a couple weeks ago that Trump would find a way to run in 2028, and run again, or and win again. So it's coming from his base a little bit, and that may be why he's saying people are asking him to do it. But at the same time, he has admitted that he still has 4 years ahead of him and a lot that he wants to get done.
Aaron, as I let you go, obviously we talked a lot about the tariffs this week. Anything else on the horizon we should be paying attention to?
On Thursday, the big day will be Wednesday with reciprocal tariffs and the ones on Canada and Mexico. But on Thursday, that's when there's a specific 25% tariff on auto parts outside of the U.S. will take place. And you can start to see car prices rise just because there aren't a lot of car manufacturers that make all of their vehicles inside the United States.
A lot to watch out for. Aaron Navarro, CBS News correspondent. Aaron, appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.